U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is off on a week-long trip to Europe. After stops in Turkey, Ukraine, Greece, and the former Yugoslavia, Rumsfeld will meet with other NATO defense ministers in Brussels. The trip provides Rumsfeld with an opportunity to discuss the Bush administration's views on missile defense, plus peacekeeping operations in Bosnia and Kosovo. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
European leaders are still getting to know the Bush administration team, and they're not sure yet what to think. President Bush himself is a relative stranger on the continent. He's been there just once before as an adult. The administration's ideas on missile defense and peacekeeping in particular have created some anxiety in Europe. Jack Spencer, a defense analyst at the Heritage Foundation, says Donald Rumsfeld will need to address those concerns.
This is a new administration, an administration who certainly goes about its business far differently than what the past administration has done. And our allies, frankly, were used to the old administration, the way they ran their business. So there probably is some skepticism amongst many of our allies.
During the presidential campaign, George W. Bush suggested he might pull U.S. troops out of the NATO-led peacekeeping operations in Bosnia and Kosovo. Secretary of State Colin Powell has since reassured European leaders that NATO troops went into the Balkans together and would come out together. But Ivo Dalder, a Europe specialist at the Brookings Institution, says other statements by Donald Rumsfeld have left the Europeans confused.
Secretary Rumsfeld has given a number of newspaper interviews indicating that he thought the military mission in Bosnia was done and it's time for U.S. troops to leave. So Europe will want to know, what is the policy? Will America stay militarily engaged in the Balkans, or will America try to leave as soon as possible?
European leaders may also ask Rumsfeld about the administration's Iraq policy. Rumsfeld's first stop will be in Turkey, where he'll visit U.S. troops who are enforcing a no-fly zone over northern Iraq. Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein has recently put great emphasis on efforts to shoot down U.S. and allied planes flying over Iraq, and U.S. military commanders have suggested it may be time to reassess the no-fly enforcement operations. Jack Spencer of the Heritage Foundation says Rumsfeld may be considering some policy alternatives.
What this administration needs to do is to put together a comprehensive policy with a stated objective and build support for that policy. And I think that that will be part of this trip, that Secretary Rumsfeld will be questioned about what the new administration's intentions are in Iraq, given some different perspectives that have emerged.
But the number one agenda item on Rumsfeld's European trip will undoubtedly be the administration's missile defense plans. During an earlier round of consultations, European leaders raised many questions about the reliability of missile defense technology and about the administration's apparent intention to scrap the 1972 anti-ballistic missile treaty. A senior defense official who briefed Pentagon reporters about Rumsfeld's trip says he'll be prepared to engage in as much conversation about missile defense with his fellow ministers as they think is appropriate. Those discussions will set the stage for President Bush's first trip to Europe since taking office. That'll come in mid-June when he attends a U.S.-European summit in Sweden. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.